Tantor Audio presents Jimmy Lee and James, Two Lives, Two Deaths, and the Movement That Changed America by Steve Pfeiffer and Adar Cohen, narrated by Tom Perkins. It was the killing of Jimmy Lee Jackson that provoked the march from Selma to Montgomery. It was his death and his blood that gave us the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Civil rights leader and U.S. Representative John Lewis. Dr. King's murder was the most momentous among those of the dozens who died in the cause of civil rights for African Americans. While all could be said worthy of remembrance, one in particular, the Reverend James Reeb, may be worth recalling now, because the events surrounding his death helped hasten passage of the Federal Voting Rights Act, a crowning achievement of the civil rights movement. New York Times Religion Journal columnist Gustav Niebuhr. Prologue. I don't remember how many times I pulled the trigger, but I think I just pulled it once, but I might have pulled it three times. I don't remember. I didn't know his name at the time, but his name was Jimmy Lee Jackson. He weren't dead. He didn't die that night, but I heard about a month later that he died. James Bonnard Fowler. March 6, 2005. The Aniston Star is barely off the presses, and Michael Jackson's phone is already ringing. Did you see what Fowler said? What are you going to do about it? Can you reopen the case? Jackson has been in office for only 2 months, but as the first African American elected to serve as district attorney in the West Central Alabama jurisdiction, that includes Selma and Marion.